A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. In this edition, I shine a light on Alegria from Cirque du Soleil, which is on at the Royal Albert Hall until Sunday the 3rd of March 2024. The promotional material for the show states, step into the light in January 2024 with Cirque du Soleil's most iconic production, Alegria, in a new light, playing at the Royal Albert Hall for a limited season. Now celebrating its 30th anniversary, this all-time classic has been reimagined for a new generation to fall in love with. It will whisk audiences away to a mystical world sprinkled with visual poetry and acrobatic extravagance. At the heart of a once glorious kingdom that has lost its king, Alegria in a new light witnesses the power struggle at play between the old order and the youth in strive for hope and renewal. As the court jester clumsily tries to take the throne, a growing desire for change emerges from the street to defy the status quo and bring joy to the world. With its Grammy-nominated soundtrack, mesmerizing acrobatics, surreal costume designs, vibrant sets, and playful humor, Alegria in a New Light unfolds, a touching, immersive experience filled with joyous, magic feeling. A quintessential Cirque du Soleil spectacle that is suitable for the whole family. Cirque du Soleil has had a regular residency at the Albert Hall since 1996 and has staged multiple sensational shows that continue to dazzle audiences. Alegria was created in 1994 and it takes its name from the Spanish word for joy and has been performed around the world over 5,000 times. This is a very engaging visual experience that connects on an emotional level due to the tremendous amount of skill and expertise on display, aligned with fabulous production values and sheer spectacle. As you take your seat, the stage is open to you, hexagon in shape with a dark polished brown marble effect on two levels, a large performance area at the front and a ledge-like platform at the back that the singers sometimes perform from. The set design and costumes are heavily influenced by New York's Gilded Age, merging the Old Order and the New Order, with the latter representing the youth of tomorrow. The main underlining theme of Alegria is an ode to the energy, grace, and power of youth, and this is reflected on stage in the way things appear and the performances on offer. It all begins with various characters emerging and appearing a few at a time, culminating in a beautiful lady dressed in glimmering white performing a glorious choral-esque number and a few others throughout the show that sends shivers down your spine while all the acrobats gather and welcome the audience into the world of Alegria. A male character, Fleur, dressed in a pixie-like red costume, appears center stage and lifts up a rotating arch gold cane with an illuminated crystal on and uses this as a prop throughout the show. Another visual cue to mention are four globe-like shaped orbs that illuminate white and blue and position themselves on stage and high above the action during some of the spectacle acrobatics. What follows is a stunning display of various set pieces, including a combination of funny comedic routines involving clown-like characters dressed like out of the Renaissance, and breathtaking displays of trapeze acts, trampolining, a fire knife dance, hand balancing, manipulation with ribbons and gold hula hoops, and the snowstorm sequence, which is a blitz of millions of tiny pieces of white paper that descend on the stage and audience as the clowns are witnesses to the passing of the centuries, and they turn the Albert Hall into a circus unlike any other. Alegria is one of the more spiritual and emotional offerings from Cirque du Soleil, and what it does best is connect emotionally with its audience. The sheer skill and expertise on offer from the performers induces an adrenaline-like effect and a rush of adoration for what's on offer that adds to the whole experience, having you leave the venue feeling positive and in awe of what's been on offer. The Royal Albert Hall is the perfect venue for Cirque du Soleil. I can't actually think of anywhere else that would host it so effectively. It's also a glorious venue to visit that is fully accessible, with step-free access, disabled toilets, guide dogs are welcome, a great front-of-house team that will help in any way you need, a warm welcome, and plenty of refreshment opportunities. The only criticism is that after many years, Cirque du Soleil and the Albert Hall still fail to offer an audio-described performance and touch tour on their highly visual performances, and this will only change by need and demand. So if this is something that you'd like to experience in the future, contact Cirque du Soleil and the Royal Albert Hall and tell them about it. Alegria runs until Sunday, March the 3rd. To book accessible tickets, please call the box office on 020-7070-4410 or visit the booking desk at door 12 of the building. Phone room is open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and in person, booking desks are usually open daily from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. There's a whole host of exciting events coming up at the Albert Hall this year, including the highly successful film series with a full orchestra, with Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, the next offering from the 14th to the 17th of March 2024, and BBC Proms in the summer, which is always a joyous event to immerse yourself in. For more information, to find out what is audio described, you can go onto the Vocalise website, which is vocalise.co.uk, or you can also visit mindseyedescription.co.uk. And for cinema, you can go to accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.